Hey, Soul Warriors, ever find your mind racing, lost in a whirlwind of stress and chaos? Now picture this, a moment of stillness where the noise just fades away and your clarity emerges. That's the power of meditation and awareness. Join us as we explore how mindfulness can transform your mindset, ease your stress, and bring a newfound sense of clarity to your world. Are you ready to experience the calm within the storm? I sure am.
We're talking about my favorite subject.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
All right. Do you want to jump right in with it? Or?
Yes. I meditation to me is such a thing. It's like a part of my soul, a part of my being. It's just something I enjoy doing. Anytime I feel super tired or overwhelmed or any of those things, I just get into my meditation, become really present and super aware. And that's how it works for me. And meditation for me is like, I can be washing dishes. Mm-hmm. I can be walking. I can be just sitting in a nice quiet room or around a bunch of freaking people. It doesn't matter. Because that's when I need it, I need it.
When I need it too. But I have this wonderful thing on my shoulder called resistance that likes to be like, oh my God, I'm really overwhelmed. And this shoulder is like, hey, meditation, that's your answer. You know, it calms everything down. You know, you feel better after. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to finish this and then I'll do it. And then 17, this is later. And my anxiety now on 20 instead of 10. It's this thing. It's the stories we make up in our head. Yeah. Meditation is hard. I don't have time for it. Meditation is not for me. I can't do it. All the things. I've been through all of them.
Yeah.
The excuses in the head, which is just your ego preventing you from getting back to that soul. Because what is meditation? It's all about awareness. So you can get that clarity, that calm, that sense of peace that we're all looking for in the middle of this chaos of this world. It's in the meditation. It's in the awareness.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I did a meditation last night that was, woo! It took me to all places, you know. And it was interesting because it was the first time I ever did a meditation with my eyes open.
Mm-hmm.
I was brand new to this. I was, you know, today years old when I found out that when you open your eyes, you're in meditation. And when you close your eyes, you're actually, you're in a journey. You're going someplace. So you have to have your eyes closed so that you can see the process and see where you're going. Never knew that.
That's a fundamental of shamanism, in case you're wondering.
So, yeah, that meditation that I did last night, woo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, brand new.
All right. So the essence of meditation is awareness. And everybody's like, okay, awareness, I have to be aware. Well, like, we've heard it a million times. It's so annoying. I still can't meditate. We hear that all the time as well. So can you hear my voice?
Yes.
Excellent. You were just aware. Mm-hmm. You can meditate. It's that easy. We make it complicated. We put the stories, we put the excuses, we put the can'ts and the shoulds and the coulds and the woulds and I'm not gonnas and the laziness and all the other things on top of it.
Right.
And it solves all of those things.
Right.
So how can we support ourselves to be more aware? And what are the pitfalls that we're all commonly, besides not doing it,
right.
What are we falling into? Usually it's because people don't really understand what meditation is. I myself, the reason it wasn't working for me is I was approaching it all wrong. I thought it was to make the thoughts go away.
Yeah.
I thought it was just to travel and journey. So I'm closing my eyes and I'm trying to, like, you know, get into that bliss state and I'm seeing cool colors, or I'm going somewhere else, somewhere other than my life that is feeling overwhelming and chaotic to me right now. So I can come out and I'm like, oh yeah, that felt really good. But then the thing with that was I was going down the rabbit hole to escape. Instead of to become more present in my own life so I could have that, you know, that trippy, happy, calm, exciting, blissful feeling in my everyday life. I was bringing back the dopamine hit of it, and then it would wear off and I'd be right back where I started. Yeah. So that was a big miss. The thing that switched all that up for me was in 2020. We both went to a transcendental meditation training, and that changed everything for me, even though I went back and forth with the teacher quite a bit, because the way she was explaining it, I'm like, but, and I was trying to get like all deeper in it, and she's like, no, just keep it simple.
Or, and I went in all skeptical.
Yeah.
For someone who has been meditating for years, I went into learning a new type of meditation with a lot of skepticism, and you know, it was somewhat like resistant, if you will, you know, when we first started, and she was explaining it like you were saying, and I was just like,
yeah,
we'll see where this goes. I was saying that in my mind, and it ended up being awesome, absolutely awesome.
Yeah, I was trying to apply like, okay, breath work works for me. So I'm going to, as I'm breathing, I'm going to focus on that, you know, with the mantra that they give you in TM. And she's like, you don't have to do that. Like now you're trying to focus on multiple things. So here I'm going with my monkey brain, multitasking, multiple things to do. So I'm doing meditation, right? Like, no, you're given a mantra in transcendental meditation. We call it TM just for shortness purposes. And that acts as a support so that your awareness, like if thoughts come in, you notice them. If a story comes in, you notice it, a feeling, whatever it is. You're just supposed to, awareness is just noticing. It's not being it. It's just noticing them and letting them flow through. And if you notice that you're like, oh, I'm getting deep into that story, then you just bring your attention back to your mantra. So the mantra is bringing you back into awareness, just like you hearing my voice is awareness. Right. So it's a really cool tool. And sometimes I would spend the whole 20 minutes in a story. I'd start off and I'm like saying the mantra, story, I'm in the story. And then the 20 minutes is up and I'm like, that didn't work. I stayed in the story the whole time. So I'm going to add the breath back in. Like not keeping to the simplicity of the program. And we go back with the teacher and I explain what happened. And she's like, that's fine. Just stick with it. It's okay if the story comes in. I'm like, okay. And I spent like a month in story. And then I started only spending 10 minutes in story. And that story is now not a story for me anymore. It drifted away. Because if you continue to be aware of something, all that extraness of it, it starts to fall apart because it's just layers of old thoughts and feelings all piled up together. Right. And it can't hold up over time if you're being in awareness with it, which is amazing.
It's like you loosen up the resistance of it all or the expectation, you know, because we have a certain vision of what being in meditation is, because based upon all the stuff out here, you know, you're supposed to be in a sitting position, oming and eyes closed. And like there's a lot of, you know, perceptions of how one should meditate. And there's so many different ways to do it. And when you find the one that's right for you, that's the one you focus on and you practice, and you're able to transcend on so many different levels. When you can see it, hear it, feel it, all those things, you're in awareness at that moment. And so whatever is happening in your mind, whatever story is playing, you're in awareness, and you're just allowing it, because meditation is all about that.
Right.
When people thought, I should say, that when you're meditating, everything is quiet, that's not true. Mm-mm. You know, allow that.
Yeah. You can get there for a brief period, but life's going to happen. The world's going to happen. You're going to have thoughts. You're going to have feelings. That's why there's rosary beads. That's why there's mala beads. Yeah. That's why there's, we have a singing bowl up there. Yeah. Some people like, you know, bells and chimes and stuff, just to bring you back into awareness, to remind you that you're sitting in a period of awareness. And it's subtle and it's tricky because you'll think it's not working. It's kind of like, oh, I'm going to drink more water every day. And for a few days you're like, oh yeah, I feel better because I drink water. You know, you're feeling better because you're actually sticking to something that you know is good to you for you. Mm. And then after a while you'll kind of fall off of it and you're like, well, I didn't see much of a difference anyway. And then you'll be like, yeah, I need to drink more water again. I'm getting headaches. I'm sluggish, whatever. Meditation is the same way. You'll be like, oh, I'm just sitting in story every day. It's not working. You stick with it. Once you stop, because I stopped after probably a straight year of doing TM twice a day, Granted, it was at the beginning of menopause happening, but anxiety, my very first panic attack, like overwhelm, all the stuff coming up. And I'm like, what is all of this? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I haven't been meditating and I'm doing more now in my life. My world is expanding. So I'm exposed to more people and more things. And yeah, I stopped the thing that was really helping me get recentered. And this is like the best thing to do. Like I mentioned, anxiety and overwhelm, depression, panic, like all of those things. Meditation is a super key to calming a lot of this down, mm-hmm. because most of this is happening because your nervous system is dysregulated. And I knew absolutely nothing about that. Right. Now I know a lot more. So I combine other things along with my meditation to keep my energy and my nervous system and my being just in check so it can hold all the energy and the changes that I'm calling in all the time. So if you have these, like I want to read something that I love. There's a monk. His name is Yongyi Mingyur, and I hope I'm saying that correctly. And he says, if you can see the river, you aren't in it. You aren't in the river. So in your meditation, if all you have coming up is like overwhelm was a big one for me, or anxiety was a big one for me, my monkey mind, I'm seeing, so I'm just watching all the thoughts whirling through my brain at 50 million miles an hour, but I'm watching it. So now I'm not in it. So I'm giving my body, my nervous system, my energy, like a break from being in it because I'm watching it. So if you're not in, if you can see the river, you're not into it. You're not in it. So if you can see your panic, if you can see your depression, you're actually giving yourself a chance to reset outside of it. And just like everything else, like I said at the beginning, it will start to loosen up. It will start to dissipate and it will get better.
Yeah. Play witness.
Play witness.
We say that a lot. We play witness to a lot of our situations, a lot of our feelings. Just play witness and get curious.
Mm-hmm. And please don't try to control it.
No.
Because at first I was like, you know, you can shame yourself for like, oh, I'm in that story again. Why do you keep doing that? Or, oh, I'm feeling negative about this and I want to feel positive. So I'm going to change the emotion to positive. And you're constantly trying to like manipulate things instead of just letting them be. Because you can't just be in the essence of who you are if you're trying to control all these outside things. We're constantly trying to manipulate what's outside of us to fix what's inside of us. And it's the total opposite.
Doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense. The only thing you can control is how you're feeling in here. So you choose to sit here and just look at all this that's going on that might feel good, might not feel good. Another wonderful example I've heard is using the sky. Mm. We know there's the sky, just is. Yep. The sky is cloudy today. The sky is beautiful and blue and sunny today. Ooh, it's really stormy today. And we don't go, oh my God, it's stormy and dark. I need to change it. I need to think happy thoughts so the blue sky comes back. Like we know the blue sky is going to come back at some point. Yeah. And if we can look at it and be like, you know, wow, it's really stormy. You know, maybe I need to seek shelter. Maybe I need to do something. Or maybe I can just be like, that is just beautiful. Like those clouds are gorgeous. That I love the sound of the rain. You know, or if you don't like it, that's fine. Yeah. You just go inside and do something else. This isn't a manipulation control. So don't do that with your thoughts and don't do that with your feelings. They just are, and they can shift if you can sit in presence with them.
We do enough controlling in our life.
All the time, all the time. So if you can just sit with it like you would a friend and you want to get to know something and be like, you know, when somebody's super present with you, you're like, oh, wow, I'm not used to like this person's really listening to me and really taking this in. That's the type of energy you want to bring to whatever's going on around you, mm-hmm. Within you, I should say.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, be present with it. Make friends with it. It's as simple as listening to my voice. Right. I just want to bring it back to that. It's absolutely that simple.
Just listen to the voice. Listen to any sound, anything that puts you in that really peaceful place. And it's okay if the thoughts come.
Yeah. And you can focus on one thing too. I noticed you were talking to me this morning about your meditation last night. And when the shaman that you were listening to said to keep your eyes open, mm-hmm. you're like, okay. And you started to feel like sleepy, like you wanted to close them, but you wanted to be present for it.
Yeah.
So there was a light above her. So she just focused on the center of the light
and
just kept being present. Yeah. There's the light. There's the white of the light.
And it got easier and easier every time. I didn't feel sleepy. and I can see the blades of the fan, but I was still focused on the light fixture. And then all of a sudden, everything just fell away. And all I saw was that.
Yeah.
And like this, like black, dark space. And I was just focused on that. It was just the coolest freaking thing ever. He said that we are all that is. So when I got to that place where it was just black space, I felt like I connected again
back in
with the parts of me that I'm disconnected to being in this very third dimensional space. Mm-hmm. And it was just the coolest thing. I'm going to do it again. Because the more you do it, the better you get at it, and then it feels good, and then your body, all the organs, all the, you know, energy, everything aligns, and everything just feels great. I mean, when I started it, I had a really bad back pain. When I was done, it was gone.
Yeah,
it is still gone.
Yeah, it's just so powerful. So keep it really, really simple. Stick with it. And even if you think it's not working, it is. Just trust that it is. And if you don't think it is, reach out to us so we can remind you again.
All right. Be kind.
Peace.